Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, July 5th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And we're reading in the Big Book on page 91, in Working with Others, Chapter 7, the third paragraph. See your man alone if possible, and it ends with get him to tell some of his. And we're studying that one paragraph only, reading and commenting on that only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Tina B., the 12 Traditions, Kathy M. Readers of the text are Shelley E., Margaret D., and Jody E. The share ID for Tuesday, July 4th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,410. That's 20410. And for Wednesday, July 5th, this is the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. It's 20,416, 20416. And our newcomer greeter is Abby D., and the announcement person is Betsy H. Thank you all for your service this month. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Tina B. to read the 12 steps for us. Good morning, Tina. Press star one to unmute, Tina. Tina, star one. If not, Jody E., can you hop in there?
Yes, this is Jody E. to read the steps.
Thank you, Jody.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in California. The 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous, number one. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six were entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. Seven humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10 continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11 sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, We tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters who still suffer and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Jody E. And I will now ask Kathy M. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, everybody. This is Kathy M. from Michigan, reading the 12 traditions. Recovers compulsive overeater, by the way. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for allowing me to serve, and I appreciate everyone who's on this line today. Have a wonderful day. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy M. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 91, the third paragraph down, see your man alone if possible, and it ends with get him to tell some of his. And I will now ask Shelley E. to get us started. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., recovered compulsive overeater, presently in Petoskey, Michigan. The Big Book, page 91. See your man alone if possible. At first, engage in general conversation. After a while, turn the talk to some phase of drinking. Tell him enough about your drinking habits, symptoms, and experiences to encourage him to speak of himself. If he wishes to talk, let him do so. You will thus get a better idea of how you ought to proceed. If he's not communicative, give him a sketch of your drinking career up to the time you quit. But say nothing for the moment of how that was accomplished. If he's in a serious mood, dwell on the troubles liquor has caused you, being careful not to moralize or lecture. If his mood is light, tell him humorous stories of your escapades. Get him to tell some of his. And thank you for letting me do service. I love this. What I love about the Big Book is it really tells us, it lays out the path for us, and here we are at working with those others, and it really doesn't leave much to the imagination. It's going to tell us in this chapter exactly what to do and how to proceed. I normally do see my person alone. I'm normally on the phone. I've actually have sponsees that I don't even know what they look like. And I'm okay with that. I don't really need to know what they look like. And but that it just happens. I digress. And I will have people call me, and we will engage in general conversation. Normally, when a person calls, they could be, it's the gamut. They could be never having been in OA or a 12-step program, or they could just be beaten down and just feel like they absolutely cannot do it. Before I begin a conversation, I will say a silent prayer for God's ears and words so that I can hear where they are and meet them where they are. The beaten down person doesn't need, I don't know, it just depends on where they are. And I will ask them, what has been your journey and what are you doing now? And usually they are really willing to talk, but if they're not, I will start and tell my story. I'll start and tell, you know, I didn't realize I was an overeater. I couldn't figure out where my children got their alcoholism. I went to AA with my children several times and never recognized myself. So I can start with a very simple story about where I started and where I am now. But usually the prospective sponsee wants to tell their story, and I'm more than willing to hear where they are and meet them where they are. And that comes to, you will thus get a better idea of how you ought to proceed. I just listen and go from there. And none of my conversations are exactly the same. I just let them lead and go from there. But what I do always tell people is, if we do work together, you will be someday sharing the big book with someone else. And that's kind of scary too for people. Oh, I just don't think I can do that. But, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'll tell you the truth about that. But it's really important that people realize that that is part of our program, is sponsoring. And the sponsee is helping me just as much as I would be helping them. And so sometimes I do tell a serious story. Sometimes I do tell a light story. But usually I just listen to where they are and let them realize that they're not terminally unique. We all come in thinking, oh, you just can't believe what happened to me. But, yeah, I usually can believe and can completely relate. If I haven't done the exact same thing, I've probably done something worse. Anyways, I look forward to the meeting, and thank you for letting me share.
Hey, thank you very much, Shelley. Perfect timing. And I'll let everybody know where we're at. We're on page 91, the third paragraph down. See your man alone, if possible. And it ends with, get him to tell some of his. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you share it on Monday or Tuesday, please wait till tomorrow. We'd now like to see who'd like to share. Open the lines up. Who would like to share?
Laura W.
Laura W. Anyone else?
Corey Ann F.
Corey Ann. Gotcha, Corey Ann. Anybody else?
Trisha D. from Georgia.
Trisha D. Sure. Thank you, Trisha. Anyone else?
Liz Beth A. from Michigan.
Liz Beth. Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, we've got four. I guess we'll go with that. Just a little slow this morning. We got Laura W., Corey Ann F., Trisha D., and Elizabeth A. All right, Laura W., you're up first, followed by Laura, Corey Ann F.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Grateful to be here today. Working with others, carrying the message is what I think this is about, because if the person who sponsors me now didn't carry the message to me, I don't know where I would be. You know, she's been my sponsor for 19 years. I can't believe it. Like, when I called her after I came back from a relapse 19 years ago, I was like, well, here's a number. It was written down in my big book, and I'm like, she's probably never going to remember me. And not only did she remember me, but she was still abstinent miraculously. And, you know, she told me enough about her habits, her symptoms, her experiences to make me realize that I'm not alone. It says, see your man alone if possible. I think that they want us to see people alone because if we brought a caravan of people in to talk to an alcoholic or a compulsive eater, they're going to feel attacked. Like I know I would if somebody, five people came in and sat me down. I'd feel like I was an intervention. I'd feel like I was being attacked. I feel like everybody was ganging up against me. One-on-one is much more, in my opinion, it's much gentler. It's much kinder. And all I have to do is tell my story to the newcomer. And if they're not communicative, it's okay. I don't have to talk about God. I don't have to talk about higher power. I just have to talk about how I'm like them. You know, I'm like you. And let them decide for themselves if they are like me and if they're a real compulsive eater. Are they a real alcoholic? Somebody in this meeting said that the word sponsor means sober person offering newcomer steps of recovery. And that's all I need to do is offer the steps of recovery. And there's 12 of them. And I don't have to share all of them at once. I just have to let the person know that there is a solution. It talks earlier on page 91. It says, tell them that we have something in the way of a solution. It's a solution. It's not something that's just helpful. It's an actual solution to our problem of compulsive eating. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful that we have each other and that we don't have to do this alone. So working with others is really, really important. And if the person is not right for us, then the right person will come along. You know, we learn and grow by through experience and by picking up new sponsees and working with them and then not working with them and vice versa. You know, if my sponsor wasn't right for me, I'd have to find somebody else. And that's okay. You know, it's not a failure if we don't connect with somebody exactly. So grateful for this day and for all of you. Thanks for letting me share. Pass.
Hey, thank you, Laura W. Corianne F., followed by Tricia D. Good morning, Corianne.
Hi, this is Corianne F. I'm a compulsive overeater in Houston, Texas. I've been 31 days abstinent, so I'm pretty new. I'm on step 4. And I have to say that at first, the idea of even just starting and committing to the program overwhelmed me. And I felt so worried to even just do it. And then when I found out I'm going to have to sponsor someone eventually, I was even more overwhelmed and terrified. But what God has been showing me and teaching me is that all I have to focus on is today. And I no longer feel overwhelmed or freaked out about all the things I have to do each day, the calls, the readings I'm assigned by my sponsor. And so even though the idea of sponsoring one day is still scary, I don't focus on it. I'm not thinking about it because right now I'm in step 4 and that's my job. And I know that when I get there, God will give me the time. That's one of my main worries is I won't have time to do it. But I don't have to worry about it. I'm not focusing or thinking about that yet. I'm just focusing on today. And so what I do like about this reading is what it says about tell them your story. And I just wanted to say that one thing that helped me so much in the beginning, I'm like brand new to OA 12 step. I've never been in any program before, never heard of OA. But when I found it, I thought I was so relieved that there are people like me because my whole life I have felt like I had this huge problem with food and I didn't see anyone else talking about it or acting like I did with food. And I felt so alone and hopeless because I didn't know anyone that struggled like me. And by hearing everyone share their struggles in meetings or my sponsor, just hearing people that they've done the same things with food as I have, the weird behaviors, the hidden things that I've done, I feel like there's hope and I'm not alone. And then I will get through it like other people have gotten through it. And so I just see the value in this part about, you know, I'm not at the point of sponsoring someone, but even just the meeting speaking, and then when I do sponsor, you know, speaking about my story and the things I've done, and that's the place to start. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Corianne. Up next is Tricia D, followed by Lizbeth A, and after Lizbeth, I will take another lineup. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning. This is Tricia D from Georgia, and thanks for letting me share and for your service today. I love this paragraph. It says, and first, you know, we engage in general conversation. You know, when I have a potential sponsee call me and I'm sponsoring, and went through the 12 steps and was searching for a sponsor, you know, I just was so important that I felt relaxed and I could trust them. And I just, as they opened up to me more about themselves, and that's what I do when someone calls me about, you know, wanting the possibility of me sponsoring them, you know, I just say, you know, just tell me about yourself. And it just keeps the atmosphere very relaxed and just in a friendly basis. And that helps me just, you know, as we pursue this relationship. And that's what I'm pursuing here. So I start to, if they don't want to, first off, they're checking me out as well as I am. No, I think we're checking, but they are discerning if this is the right fit, that I'm the right fit for them, and vice versa. And so I begin, you know, after they have introduced themselves, this general conversation, then I begin with perhaps my story of my struggles and my relapses and all the things that I may have tried to do. Let them know that I am in their camp. I'm on their team because I can relate to what they're talking about. I can relate to their struggles and their frustration of compulsive eating and how it's only through working these, well, you don't talk about the 12 steps yet, but you know, just my own compulsive eating, I'm sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And knowing also what really comforts me is that as a sponsor, I'm only the guide. God is the real sponsor, and I leave the results to Him, which really helps me to detach emotionally, which is easier said than done. But my goal is to let the Holy Spirit guide me as I discuss and discern, and we talk about it, is this the right match for us? And then hopefully, then the other person along in starts, when they feel there's some vulnerability there, then they start speaking about themselves. And then the Holy Spirit just takes over from there. So I just think it's such a beautiful program, sponsoring. I get far more out of it than I can give. It is a joy for me to be able to sponsor and to lead other people through the steps. Again, I'm only the guide, but God is the true sponsor. I always start my sponsoring with a prayer, and that is so important that the real person in charge here is my higher power, God. So anyway, thanks for letting me share, and I will pass.
Thanks very much, Tricia D. And before I take Elizabeth A., I will let people know where we are at. We're on page 91, the third paragraph down. It begins with see your man alone if possible, and it ends with get him to tell some of his. And after I take Elizabeth, I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. This is Elizabeth A. from Michigan. I don't talk a lot. I don't know. I just, you all seem so together and able to communicate so clearly. It's, you know what? There's a God and I'm not it. It's always humbling. I love this because I am willing. I made a decision many years ago. I came into Overeaters Anonymous in 1986. Full-blown purging, bulimic exercise, and vomiting, and I had hit such a low bottom that I am one of those people that need to raise the bottom for people sometimes, you know, like often they don't come in as low as I did. But I made a decision a long time ago that if I made an absolute fool out of myself and it helped one person, and, you know, if God used that I was willing to do that. And what I have found is the more transparent and vulnerable I am, the more often people are willing to share. And I had such an amazing experience a week and a half or two ago in Costco, this young man that worked at the phone department. We ended up talking for over an hour, and I shared, you know, my relationship with God. I shared Overeaters Anonymous. I just was very open, and this young man was going through so much. We spoke. He was like turning on a faucet, and I just ended up taking his hand with my hand because I'm quite a bit older than him. I'm in my 60s. He was 26. And I just took his hand finally and said, I will pray for you. I will pray for your mom. His mom's in the hospital. And it reminded me of how I came in, the mental anguish of this addiction, not just the physical, but the suffering. And my husband said, you may be the only person that he had to talk to open up like that, to spend an hour and a half. And it wasn't me. You know, it was just such a neat thing to be able to share my experience, hope, and strength with someone who needs experience, strength, and hope. And anyway, with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lizbeth A. And so, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So, who would like to share on this paragraph?
Sherry Z.
Sherry Z.
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
Jeannie N.
Jeannie N. Anyone else? I have Sherry
Rob
C.
H.
Hannah. Who was that?
Rob H.
Rob H. That's your Rob. All right, I think we'll go with that lineup to save time. It's Sherry Z, Hannah B, Jeannie N, and Rob H. Everyone mute your phone except Sherry Z. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, visionaries. This is Sherry Z, recovered in California, and so, so grateful. So reading this paragraph, I see directions, and I actually put them. This is a brand new prospect. So the first direction is see your man alone. Second direction, engage in general conversation. Third direction, turn the talk to some phase of drinking. Four, tell him enough. And I think that word enough is so powerful. Like, I'm a talker, so I want to tell him everything. And the truth is just enough to whet the appetite. And then the fifth instruction is encourage him to speak of himself. And if you notice, there's no God in this paragraph. There's no, like, tell him all about God and what God's done for you, because that would be such a put off. And then let him talk. And it's interesting because it really took me a long time to learn how to 12-step someone, and I'm still learning. I'm working with someone right now, and my tendency is to be like, look what happened to me. Look at physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm like so passionate that it's off-putting, and I'm like over-grateful because what they can hear is, oh, my God, this can't happen for me. You're the exception, which is how I felt all the time when I was in the food, was I was the exception. So these instructions, and then it says, if he's not communicative, in my experiences, they usually are, say nothing. That pause comes in every place in my recovery. I did not pause for anything. And what God has given me in this recovery is saying nothing. It's okay to sit with a quiet, dead space where nothing's happening, which I didn't know because I was so busy trying to fill up that anxiety. And if he's in a serious mood, dwell on the troubles Licorice calls you and not moralize or lecture, because, you know, I want to tell the other person that, because that's my bedevilment. My bedevilments are holier than thou, big ego, I know better, let me tell you, even in recovery. But actually, the real blessing is if I can just sit there quietly and listen and tell humorous stories. And it's interesting, the other day I was 12-stepping someone and I was just quiet. And she came right up to me and started talking. And I believe so much of recovery is pausing, standing still, and letting that person come to you without preaching and narrating. So just a really great instruction, as all the Big Book is every morning and every day. So thank you so much for letting me share. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Sherry Z. Up next is Hannah B, followed by Jeannie N. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah B from Tennessee. Compulsive overeater. Thank you so much, everyone, for your shares and your lead. I love the clear-cut directions in this book. Thank goodness for those. And for me, this paragraph, like when I read this, it really speaks to, like, you know, like a lot of people have shared always praying first, because it's so important that I don't go out and do this in any kind of, with any kind of self-propulsion, you know, and it needs to be inspired, and it needs to be, like, in order for me to support someone else's recovery, I have to have that fresh life in me and flowing through me, and that's what will translate. And so when I read this, like, my goal is to just connect with someone wherever they're at in their disease, and to bring hope, and to embody that myself, you know. And I can't do that if I'm not embodying that. So, you know, there's just this, for me, this requires a lot of humility. It's not me doing anything for anybody. It's me being of service and allowing God to use me and meet the man where they're at, you know. And like it says here, you know, so, you know, it's like really like very just looking in and being sensitive to where the person's at. And I know for me, the second I go on to that person's side of the street and try to get them to see something or do anything, like I've made myself ineffective. You know, I have to stay on my side of the street. I have to embody, you know, just be on my own side of the street. And, you know, be of, just with the spirit of, you know, how can I be of service? I do love, like, you know, that it really spells it out here. Because, you know, when we come in, it's like, and still, like, you know, it's like the disease just wants work and no way out, you know, and that's the message that we carry, is that there is a way out. You know, and we continue to find our own way out through connecting with others and sharing this message. And so I'm so grateful that is part of it, because, you know, we got to stay connected. Connection is the antidote. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Up next, we have Jeannie N, followed by Rob H. After Rob, I will be taking another list of names. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I want to share that my sponsor told me in the beginning that if we work together, I would be sharing the Big Book with someone at some point. And, you know, I really didn't believe her. I have no experience at all with the Big Book, and I am learning so, so much, and I feel a lot more confident today than I did when I first came in. I never did the Big Book before, and I will be a sponsor in a few weeks myself, and I am feeling so much more confident with God's help and the 12 steps. I want to encourage newcomers, especially because on one of my outreach calls, and I make so many of them, I talked to someone who said she was afraid to look for a sponsor because she didn't know if they could work with her in her situation. She didn't explain her situation, and I didn't ask. But I just want to encourage them. There are so, so many sponsors available in this program. And for me, the first 3 weeks in Visions, I had three different sponsors. And I found a sponsor who is so knowledgeable, so compassionate, but very, very firm, and is exactly what I needed. And God can do for me what I could never do for myself. Once again, please take that leap and call, and you will find a sponsor. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. I'm getting so much out of the meeting. And thanks again to you, Mo. Bye-bye now. I pass.
You're welcome, Jeannie. And before I take Rob H., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 91, which is the third paragraph down. See your man alone, if possible. And it ends with, get him to tell some of his. And after Rob H., I will take another lineup. Good morning, Rob.
Thanks. I don't know if you can hear me or not. This is Rob H., upstate New York. I guess what I would have to say is I didn't know what I was going to share on this passage. I heard a lot of good stuff so far, and I've got a chihuahua that was kind of barking at me, so that might be some interference. But I like the idea of seeing somebody one-on-one. It is tough. You know, if there's a, like, you know, me and my fiance are both in program, and so it's like, it's kind of weird. Like, I feel weird when she starts talking to somebody about stuff and I kind of disagree with her on some things. I don't bring it up at the time, but I feel weird at that point. And then, you know, she might feel that way when I'm talking to somebody else. So I think that's another reason why it's good to just see somebody one-on-one. Talk to them about things, because I think it just gets confusing, you know. But that's why meetings are really helpful too, because we have the whole crosstalk thing where it's, you know, you're not allowed to speak about someone else's share or, you know, all that stuff. I appreciate the boundaries of meetings, and what I really want to do is just say that I was able to do service today by sharing on a meeting, so. I can say that now. All right, I pass.
All right, thank you, Rob H. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who else would like to share on this paragraph? We have time for about three, maybe four more. Who was that?
Sarit L.
Sarit L.
Lauren A.
Lauren A.
Yes.
Gotcha. Anyone else?
Barbara A.
Barbara A.
Bessie O.
Bessie O. Okay, we'll stop there. I don't know, Bessie. We'll see if we have you, okay? Bessie O. So I have Sarit L., Lauren A., Barbara A., and Bessie O. Everyone else, mute your line except Sarit. Good morning, Sarit.
Hi, it's Sarit L. from Montreal. Okay, and I'm assuming you hear me, so I'm not going to ask that question. I'm going to go ahead. That's my little baby in the background. But I just had to press star one because I've been really privy to all that's been said in this paragraph. Over and over through so many years of me being in these rooms. And it's unbelievable how we all teach each other and we learn on the job, but we have, it's like a heritage, like we're passed down sponsor to sponsee, sponsor to sponsee, and sponsee then goes to sponsor someone else. And it's when in doubt, you know, if we're doing something wrong, if we have questions, we have someone who we can go to. We have a whole network. That's what I have, and that's what I've over the years of being here. So one thing I want to say also is that want to go see the truck?
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I want to say also is that the people in these rooms have helped me so much to just, I hear God so much in all of you, and everything I need to hear, I get from my meetings, I get from my sponsor, and that's how I recover. And that's what I can give to the next suffering compulsive overeater. And if the message that I have is not for her, you know, I can refer her to a meeting like I just did to someone yesterday, a sponsee of mine. And it's just a blessing. It's a blessing that we have a sponsor and a fellowship around us to guide us, to help us on our path. You know, we're not alone. We're not alone in these rooms. We have help. We have fellowship. We have friends. And the beauty of it is that all of my friends don't just help me put down the food. They help me in every area of my life. I've learned to grow up in these rooms around, you know, relationship with my husband, relationship with my children, how to be a better mom, a better worker, a better boss. It's unbelievable, but that's all because I have these 12 steps and the people in my network and fellowship that teach me, support me as I work the steps through them, as I do my 10 steps, it's incredible. And I'm so grateful to this meeting because it's given me so much that I only feel like I want to give back in some little way. And so here's my little share for today. And if anyone needs, you know, a phone call, Sarit L from Montreal, I'd love to be of service in any way. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Sarit L. Lauren A, followed by Barbara A. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, this is Lauren. Sorry that took me a second. I'm really glad I got on the meeting this morning. I recently went through the steps, and my sponsor said I'm ready to sponsor, and I'm nervous about it. I'm thinking, oh, what do I do? How does this work? And, you know, I've sponsored before. I shouldn't be nervous. And hello, there's a book. That's what all this is about, and these are great instructions, and that's what I need to look at. So I'm so glad that I got on this particular day. And there was a great reading today in Voices of Recovery. And, you know, an earlier speaker talked about how, you know, we're not here to solve everyone's problems. We're not here to fix anybody or to tell people to do it my way. And this is about the Serenity Prayer. And this person says, until then, I had believed that I had to decide with God's help which of the people, places, and things in my life would benefit most from my interference. And I have to just look at that. Like, I can't manage anybody's recovery or any other aspect of their life, but I can be of some help, and I have good instructions and good fellows to help me with that. I'll pass.
Thank you, Lauren A. Up next is Barbara A. And if we have time, followed by Bessie O. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, my thank you. Thank you for your service to this meeting. I just am so grateful that I tuned in today. I got on the meeting this morning, but then I had to get off because something happened. I said, well, I think I better need to get back on and listen. You know, that's God. God telling me to listen. I am so grateful to hear everyone's
sponsoring because I'm there too. I've gone through my 12 steps. I have a sponsor. And I need to learn.
Hello?
I need to learn.
Barbara?
Oh. Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? You kind of went distant for a minute.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes it's my service here. I'm sorry. Let me try going out in my garage. I just want to say I'm so grateful to listen to everybody today and get a sense of how to sponsor. What a gift to learn, because I don't know. It's all here in the book, like everyone has said. I am grateful for the pause. I am grateful to learn not to go off and be so evangelistic about the program and talk only about myself. I'm so grateful to learn this. I'm humble enough to hear it and to learn from it. I look forward, and I was, if there's anyone out there, I was very afraid to sponsor. I had to do it right. God forbid if I did something wrong or if I cause some problems. That's just my ego. I'm so grateful to listen today, to learn how to sponsor, to share my experience, strength, and hope. as I go forward in this program and sponsoring, just grateful and so grateful I picked up the meeting again today. And thank you. Thank you for your service. And I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara A. And Bessie O., we have time for you. Good morning, Bessie.
Good morning. Thanks for your lead, Mo. This is Bessie O. from Colorado, recovered compulsive overeater. And I just wanted to share some experience with this passage and this beautiful chapter that just gives such careful, thoughtful instructions based on other people's experience. And I guess the first thing I wanted to say is, like, it says, see your man alone. But the thing that I had this discovery recently is, you know, I'm not alone either. And so I think the biggest gift initially, like, I had someone who recently, I was trying to be something that I wasn't when I was sponsoring her. And this is in a local area. And so we were talking about that, and she said to me, you gave me your time. And she said, you called me, or, you know, I called you, you know, we set time to talk, and she said, no one had ever done that for me before. So I guess as imperfect as we are, you know, we can all learn and grow in this process. And you can't ever fail by giving someone your love, you know, if your intention is sharing, you know, what are my intentions? So even when I fall short. And then the other thing I wanted to share is just, you know, we're not alone. And so recently I started sponsoring someone, and I'm really encouraged making those calls to other fellows. And there were times when, you know, we parted in our conversations where I thought, oh, goodness, there's something really important that I didn't share. And the amazing thing is she would call me and say, I spoke to this person and she shared this. So I thought, oh, how beautiful. So see your man alone, give him your attention. That's what has worked for me. But also just recognizing that there is this beautiful program of recovery, and I can be a guide. But there are a lot of other people who can share their recovery and support too. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Bessie O. Well, we have time for a 1 minute share if someone likes to squeak in there. Have a burning desire. If not, we will move on. All right. Thank you, everyone, for sharing today on your experience, strength, and hope. And so we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Margaret D. to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Margaret. Margaret? I don't hear you, Margaret.
There we go. Sorry, Mo.
Okay.
This is from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.